Hallelujah. I love you, Lord. Thank you. Amen. Amen. In the book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, the very first verse. I was going to minister on a different word this morning, something that I had studied. But as I talked to Brother Andy this morning, and then I talked to Reverend Grimm this morning, I saw that God was trying to send me in a different direction. And what I've come to understand, Pastor, is if you follow the direction of God, then it's going to bless somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, bear with me. Ezekiel, who was a prophet of God, the reason I love the book of Ezekiel and Nehemiah and Isaiah, because they were prophetic for this end time. Most of the things they spoke of are now taking place in this day. And what I like about it is, if you study the epistles, most of the writings that come from Paul and the different apostles came forth out of these three books. Even Jesus did a lot of, his quotes came out of the book of Isaiah. So these prophets are very instrumental in who we are to become and who we recognize that we already are. You can't change until you recognize that you're already someplace. The problem is the saints of God don't realize who they are. We have taken somebody else's word for who we are instead of getting a clear understanding of who we are through the word of God. Ezekiel, when he received this word, he, at the time, with all the miracles and the prophecies that he had did, we are flesh. At this time in his life, he was feeling vulnerable. I don't know about you, but I feel like that all week sometimes. Just vulnerable. Constantly looking over my shoulder. Not for folks to attack me, but looking over my spiritual shoulder, looking for an attack. And we can't live like that. God don't want us to live like that. Because if you always looking for an attack, you can't never be a blessing. You're always on the defensive instead of the offensive. And God wants us to be on the offensive. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, turn your phones off, please. Put them on vibrate. Kill them. Prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon ye, and you will bring up flesh upon you, and cover with your skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. Stop there. Dry bones.
Yes.
We are surrounded by dry bones. Whether you know it or not, this is the earth, but it is God's valley. And we are in a valley where folks don't know which way to turn. They're discouraged. They're broken. They're despondent. They're brokenhearted. And they come to church and they worship among you. But because they can't trust you, they can't tell you. And because you're not doing the word the way God has called you to do it, you can't search their hearts and know that they have a need.
Come on now. Come on now.
Why? Because we're constantly looking over our shoulders, son, for an attack. If you're always looking for an attack, you can't be a blessing. I found out, Reverend, that most folks could care less about you But we look at them and assume they don't like us. If you're anything like me, I could be looking at you and thinking about a pork chop. That's as simple as I know how to put it. But you assume because I have blank face that I'm thinking something bad about you. Dry bones. Hey, I've done it. I've been staring at folks and didn't even see them. And I was trying to figure out, I wonder if I can get First Lady to cook tonight. The hand of the Lord, or the power, or the work, or the authority of the Lord. Oh my God. He said, was upon me. Lord, be upon me. Because the word upon in the translation, Hebrew translation, means within. Be within me. So that you can lead me down the crooked paths. And carry me out in the spirit. Now, we need to know the difference between the spirit of God and man's spirit.
Come on now.
I found out the hard way that everything you tell yourself ain't naturally God's. But I got a measuring thing on how to understand whether it's me or whether it's God. Me always wants to edify me. The Spirit of God wants to edify somebody else. The Spirit of God wants God to get the glory. The Spirit of man wants man to get the glory. So I'm sure Ezekiel figured out that this ain't me. Because I'm in a running mood right now. I'm tired. I'm sick of people. I want to be by myself. I don't want to hear nothing. Don't nobody get like that. I don't feel like talking to nobody. Don't call me. Don't mess with me. Because I'm tired. I'm wore out. And I'm beat the heck up. Y'all thought I was going to say something. You know I'm tempted. My back is hurting. My knees don't feel good. The dog crapping where he ain't supposed to be. And the cat tearing down the shades. You're looking for an excuse not to do the will of God. Been there. But God is saying, I'm in you, and I'm trying to take you out in the spirit. Because if I take you out in the spirit, I can sit you down in the midst, right in the center of an earth full of dry bones. There's no moisture in these bones. Because there's an anointing in them. And there's no anointing in them because every man has gone his own way and not after the way of God. You are being tried like you've never been tried before. You have to bind and take authority over the thoughts in your mind. Because everything you see messes with your thoughts. Everything you hear will mess with your heart. And when you touch something and it don't feel right, it stirs up your emotions. But God is saying you got to get over that because I'm finna sit you down in a field, in a valley, where folks are dry, they're dying, they're pining away for their lack of knowledge and understanding. Because we all have gone our own way. We have come to a place where we'd rather hear what somebody else has to say rather than what God is saying. Amen. And you can't hear what God is saying if you don't open up this book. Amen. I've been trying to remember this thing, bro, how you used to always say when you ask him something, he would say, we don't have no creed but Christ and no word but the old black back Bible. I said, well, Brother Hart, the Bible, the colors, the chains on it. He said, well, it's got the same words in it. Yeah.
Amen.
What are you going to do with your life? Can God sit you down in a valley that's full of dead man's bones? I tell you all the time, church full of dead people. Just because I get my shout on don't mean I ain't dead.
No.
That's right. Oh, well, that one bouncing around. When he carries me out, that don't mean that he takes me out and lets me dwell up over the earth and look down into the earth. But when God carries you out, he frees your spirit and allows you to see the hurts and the pains and the destruction that's going on in the lives of those that are around you. The only way you can see that is if you allow God to take you out. Carry you really means to persuade you to go out into the spirit.
Amen.
And God's not talking about sitting you around. He's trying to sit you right in the middle of it. God is trying to sit you right in the middle of somebody's tragedy. I got my own tragedies. God says, so? He's trying to sit you right in the middle, in the midst, in the center of somebody else's troubles, anxieties. Why? Because you're supposed to be the light of the world.
Yeah.
If you're not light, you know what I found out? A lot of us have got so cheap with our praise and our worship, we done become 25 watt bulbs. And God is looking for some 100 watts.
Come on now. Come on now.
You say, well, 100 watt bulb burn out light quicker. All you got to do is replace it.
Amen.
You know where to go to get your juice from.
Amen.
If you don't,
come on now.
I can't help you. Ezekiel said, the Lord sent me. Now, he didn't say he wanted to go. He didn't say he volunteered to do this. Because as you'll find out, he's going to ask God in so many words, why me? How many say that? Why I got to love them? Why I got to put up with them?
Right. Amen.
Set me down in the midst of the valley. And behold, it was full of bones. Thank you, Lord. It's funny about being in the spirit because you can see folks for who they are. They can no longer hide behind the mask. And I know don't nobody want to admit it, but we all got our own mask that we hide behind and we keep it ready and handy.
Amen.
When Sister Allen was here, how many years? That was a lot of years ago.
Yeah.
She called me out and she said something that I just did not understand. She said, man of God, before your ministry is over, God will make you transparent gold. Did not understand that. Because I'm thinking, what the heck is transparent gold? Then I got my first look at 24 karat gold. It's so pure, you can almost see through it. God was telling me, I'm going to make your life transparent. So you better get your act together. I didn't see it or hear it, so I did my own thing. And the Lord said, is that right? And God set me down in a valley full of dry bones. And you know what I realized? That my bones were just as dry as theirs. Because he allowed me to see into the spirit, and I looked just like them.
Come on now.
And they looked just like me. God wants you, when he sits you down in your valley, to represent his character and his nature. That means you got to go the extra mile to be who God has ordained and chosen you to be.
Come on now.
Ezekiel, he took me and set me down. The word set means to prearrange. He prearranged an area to set me down in so that I could see the negativity and the depth that was in the bones. They were without life. They were praising God, but they didn't have no life in them. They were shouting, but there was no life in them.
Come on now.
Because as Christians, we have learned to go through the motions. A form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. How do you deny the power thereof? By not walking in the love of God. And baby, it's some folks that, I don't know about you, but I think are basically unlovable. Good God say, you better find a way.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. My God.
In the beginning there was love, and I was it. And I came forth and I manifested myself. And I began to move upon the face of the waters. And I began to restore. And I made the man in my image and after my likeness. And I showed him love. But he turned away from it. So I sent my son. And he demonstrated it. He demonstrated the fact that he laid his life down for it. For those that spat upon him. And ridiculed him and called him a false prophet. And I showed forth my majesty in him. And he loved me with his whole heart. And he demonstrated that love by laying his life down. But I gave him new life. And I sent him among you with that life. And that life is supposed to be manifest from your very being. For the love is what I demonstrate. Love is what I am. Those that are mine demonstrate that love, no matter what the cost. Even as my son, I gave him a name above every name that he might manifest in you despite the obstacle. Love in spite of the hatred. Love in spite of the ridicule. Love in spite of them using you. You shall be my people, for therefore you shall show forth the love that my son manifested. Hallelujah. You shall show forth that love, and that love shall lead. That love shall guide. That love shall save to the uttermost, saith the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the living God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God took his only begotten son, whom he loved after his own heart, and sat him down in the valley of dry bones. He met the woman at the well who was dry bones, and he spoke life into her bones. He met the woman with the issue of blood. Well, she met him because she ran up behind him. And she touched the hem of his garment. She was dry bones. And her dry bones were made moistened and quickened by the power of God. And she received life. God wants to sit you down in a valley of dry bones where folks don't have to hear you. They can see you and they can touch you and be revived. And be regenerated and be lifted. But it's going to cost you some. Cause me to pass by them around about. On every side, they were everywhere. On this side and on that side. They were everywhere. Behold, what he's saying is pay special attention to. Make sure you're in the spirit, so you'll know what you're looking at. There have been more screw-ups by saints saying things because of what they feel and not because of what they know. There are so many folks that have fallen by the wayside because of folks yakking their mouths and don't hear from God. And think they're doing God a favor.
Come on.
It's time to move forward. It's a season for building. But you got to build you before you can build something else. You've got to be structurally sound. It don't mean you got to be light, but you got to be structurally sound. I found out that most of the folks, the young folks that didn't like me, now respect me. Because God sat me down in a valley that was full of dry bones. My mother used to call them dead men's bones. That sounded like even better. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And lo, they weren't just dry, they were very dry. If you go to church and leave dry, don't blame me. Don't blame them. If you leave dry, you came for the wrong reason.
That's right.
If you came to see Jesus and to hear from the Lord, it'll make all the difference in the world.
Amen.
I went to a very large church in the city. I'm not going to mention no names because it don't matter. And I was sitting there. A friend invited me and I went and I was sitting there. And the praise and worship was so powerful and so anointed. And so as I stood there and I began to worship God, I love praise and worship. It was just fabulous. And when I opened my eyes, everybody was sitting down. And I was like, ooh. But I was in it then. It was just too late.
Amen.
And when I looked around, but T, if I didn't see nothing but a bunch of skeletons.
Amen.
And at that moment, I said, this is what you're talking about.
Yes.
Them same folks, we were worshiping God together, calling upon his name. Folks were falling in the floor. It don't mean a thing.
Amen.
We tease sis, all right, that's Sherry. We tease her all the time. We tell her she's a germ. Reason we say she a germ because if she catch a cold, she keeps going. When we get it from her, we fall out. We're trying to recover. But there's a reason she gets sick and she keeps going. Because her trust, not in herself. You say, well, you the pastor. Well, okay. I hurt just like you hurt. I feel bad just like you feel bad. I trip and fall and hit my head just like you do. Stub my toe and jump around trying to resist saying something that I shouldn't be saying because it ain't going to help the situation. My God. God is preparing us for the supernatural. He dropped his son down in the dry bones and said his name shall be Emmanuel. All
right.
Meaning God with us. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? And you have to understand something. He wasn't talking to the prophet. He was talking to the man. Because the Hebrew meaning for that is the son of Adam.
Yeah. Right.
Come on now.
He was saying, son of Adam, can these bones live? I see y'all reeling
come
over
on
that.
Now. Come on.
And I answer, O Lord God, thou knowest. God messed him up. Because God didn't address him as a prophet. He addressed him as a man of flesh. And how did he respond? Not as though he was in the spirit, but like he was in his flesh. Amen. Oh God, Lord God, thou knowest.
Come on now.
Amen.
I'm almost done, y'all, with this part. If you look at the Lord God part, the translation is Adonai Jehovah. At this time, Ezekiel was in exile. So he was already not feeling happy about it. He was in exile. He wasn't living the best he could live. He didn't have all the food and the fine raiment that he was used to wearing. You know, when they put you in exile, you were captive to some other tribe or some other people. So he wasn't happy about it. And God addressed him as not as Prophet Ezekiel, but as old man, son of Adam. Tell me what you think. And he said, oh Lord God, thou knowest. But the name Adonai, Jehovah, it was to remind him that Jehovah is still Lord over all the earth. In the midst of your trouble, he's still God. When you don't have what you think you should have, he's still God. When you don't feel good, he's still God. When folks are persecuting you, he is still God. He's Adonai, Jehovah. And you have to realize it in your flesh. How do you do it? By bringing it under subjection to the word of God.
Amen.
I tell that old boy, I know you there.
Yeah.
I know you there. But I got news for you. You're just a weapon, an instrument. Yeah. And the word of God says, no weapon formed against me.
Yeah.
The word weapon is translated in the Greek instrument. No instrument that is formed or created. So you can't beat me. Because my life is hid in Christ. And Christ in me. Who is my hope of glory. Oh my God.
Yanda Yakobo, Yandi Ekerobo, Yakama Tiro Robosha, Yano Yakoje, Ikerobosha,
Did I not say in my word? Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? For yea, the life I laid down in the beginning for thee. And yea, that life, yea, can overcome all obstacles, all things in your life that you know not of. The things that thou art going through, thou know not of. Yea, but I lead thee, and I guide thee, and I direct thee, and I point the way, said God. For I set you in the midst of these things, that you may glorify me in this earth, said God. For yea, I prepare the way, the crooked path, yea, I make straight. Yea, as you believe on me, yea, as by my faith you lift them up, said God. And yea, I straighten them out, said God, so that I can go on the way, so that man may live according to my word and not by his imagination and his thinking and his doing, but by my word shall man live. For in my word is life, and life hako shaka evermore. So stand up on my word and display my word and live my word, for I shall be with you, and ye shall not die, but you shall live to declare this word in this land, said God.
Oh my God. Hallelujah. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. Hallelujah. 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 My God. The Lord just spoke to my spirit. I said, I'll change your message because you were going to teach it and preach it the way you had studied it. But I wanted you to preach a word that was directed by my spirit. Amen. It's a word. Oh, Lord God, thou knowest. Lord, you know everything. You see everything. You hear everything. But God has said, oh, wretched man.
Come on now.
You're without excuse. You can't make an excuse. And again the Lord said, that's what I like when it says again, because that lets me know God ain't never going to give up on us.
Amen.
After we fall short of the glory of the Lord, he still comes back to us and gives us another chance. My middle name should be Dennis 190th Chance Gardner. Because I know what it is to have the love of God and the mercy and the grace of God working for you, around you, and within you. I told the Lord, I'm going to try to make it this year without screwing up. He said, you ain't going to make it. I said, I'm nervous, you Lord. How come I can't make it? He said, because even though you may be anointed, you still a man. And my word don't fall void. You all gonna fall short of the glory. But he said, my son, just because I told you that, it don't give you the right to intentionally screw up. Again he said unto me, after I had told him that I couldn't do it, that I didn't want to be bothered, that he knew everything, so why didn't he actually do it himself? He came to me again and said, son of man, prophesy. I know you screwed up, but get up, shake the dust off your feet, clean and straighten your clothes, and show forth the power of God in your prophecy. Not with your words, but with your works, with your walk, and with your life, with the nature and the character of a king. Get up, shake yourself, and keep pressing forward. Prophesy. upon these bones. Let the dead bones know that there's another dead bone that done found a way to have life. I'm a dead bone like you are, but you know what? I got the blood of Jesus flowing through my veins. It lubricates them. And baby, I need some lubrication, John. These bones be talking to me, pastors. I'm going to slow you down today. I say you might, but you're not going to stop me.
Amen.
I'll be chasing First Lady. She can walk better. She can absolute walk. We got them big 3-ball bags with a single bag on top, and I have to chase her. She get that bag. I'm going, Regina, will you slow down? She'll slow down and wait on me. She gone again. I said, I'll just go ahead, man. I know I'll be there. So now I hold on to her. So she can't leave me. I'll be hold on. You got to find something to hold on to. Prophesy upon these bones and say to them, oh, you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Don't hear what I say. Listen to what I do. When you hate on me, watch how I'm going to love you anyway. When you persecute me, watch how I'm going to pray for you anyway. Amen. Because I've learned a valuable lesson that's in the Word of God. Don't repay evil for evil. So I'm going to work hard, Brother Little John, to do this Word. May not make it all the time, Brother Fred, but I'm going to keep pressing. I may not do it right all the time, but I'm going to keep it moving. And when I get dusty from being in the wilderness, I'm going to open my eyes and I'm going to shake it all off. And I'm going to pack myself. Because when you are around dryness, you tend to become dry. Especially if you don't have a prayer life. And I'm finding out most Christians don't have a prayer life. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear it. Thus saith the Lord God of these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. There's a word that God is bringing forth in the earth today. The same word that was powerful enough to heal the sick, the brokenhearted, the despondent, and the discouraged just by the hearing of the word. Silver and gold have we not, but such as we have, we give it unto thee. What is it that you have today to give unto the dry bones? When we went to the thing Thursday with my family, I was sitting in the Friday, was sitting in the back, and I was looking around, and I was like, Lord, this is a whole room full of dry bones. Ain't nobody thinking about God up in here. You can tell. You in a funeral home. And there was no gospel music playing. Earth, Wind, and Fire was on. Yeah. You don't have to be a brain surgeon to realize who you keep in company with. That's where they were. Yeah. But you can't judge them and criticize them because that's where they are. That's just where they are. But you have to be a light in the midst of all the darkness. Because they're driving home, you have to be a light. You don't have to be boastful and proud and stuck up and stiff-necked because you realize that you are a son of God. But they dry bones prophesy. Let them know that the God you serve is a healer and a deliverer and a way maker and a strength giver and a joy rejuvenator. Let them know. Amen. He shall live, and I will lay sinews upon you, and you will bring flesh, and will bring flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you. God is talking about the soul, the spirit, and the mind of man. God said, I'm going to work on all this. All you got to do is do what I ask you to do. You've been laying in the cut for folks to get saved and delivered, but you got to stop beating on them because they ain't going to do it.
Amen.
If you got husbands, you keep calling them devils, they going to stay devils. If you got wives, you keep calling them she-devils. They gonna stay she devils. I've been around that. How you think he gonna come to God and you constantly call him a devil? You in the midst of dry bones and you just as dry as they are because you don't have no understanding and knowledge that you are the life giver. Oh well. Stop calling your kids devils. And then wonder why you got to pull them off the ceiling. They become what you say. So you better make sure your life is prophesying life and not death. And God said, I will put breath in you. He didn't say I'd breathe it. But he said, I put. That means I will assign breath to you. He picked the old boy up and put him in the garden. He created him on the outside, but he picked him up and put him in the garden. God got something he want to put in you. I think I would have appreciated being in the garden. Especially when I had authority over everything that was in the garden. But God bless us in the garden and we want to get on the outside so we can do our own thing. Oh. Don't worry about that. Dismiss that. I'm closed. This is it. Put breath in you and ye shall live and ye shall know that I am the Lord. You shall know that I am the Lord. I've seen God work in some situations that my flesh told me was impossible. This old dude in here talks to me 24/7.
Yeah.
24/7. He talks to me when I'm up here talking. Tell me in a minute. You know you can't go there with that. Will upset somebody. They ain't never gonna come back. I said, well, if I say something and upset them, they don't come back, they ain't gonna be here. You gotta preach the word. Proclaim it. Amen. This is our day. This is our day. I don't care about all this mess going on in the earth. It don't matter. It's just mess. It's just mess. You can't stop it. It's already been preordained that is going to happen. 90% of the church is praying that Israel and what you call it, get along. It ain't gonna happen. They've been warned since Genesis. What you gonna do to stop them? Pray for folks that God can change. I get emails all the time. Let's pray for Israel. You pray. I got folks in the United States, in Detroit, that need to be prayed. I get kind of upset sometimes because we're sending all this money overseas and everywhere and this and that, and they can't stand us. They hate our guts, and our own people are dying of malnutrition. The mission field is here. What you gonna do? You know what I found out? We'll finish this next week. If you get in the spirit on the Lord's Day, when is the Lord's Day? Every day. If you get in the spirit on the Lord's Day, you'll find yourself sitting yourself down in a valley of dry bones. You may ask yourself how you got there, but you'll be there. And you'll have the wisdom and the understanding of God to do what's needed to be done. You know what the world is waiting for? Just like creation, a manifestation of the sons of God, because they sick of looking at the Son of Man. No. The earnest of creation is waiting on us to take our rightful places in the kingdom of God and stop bickering and fighting. My church is the best church. My pastor teaches the best word. I've heard children teach and got something out of it. Young people preach the gospel and get encouraged. My God, if God can use a chicken, right, means in a donkey. I was going to say something else, but I'm glad you said donkey. See, I have some wisdom too. To preach the gospel. How come he can't use you? That's why Paul wrote the scripture in the Romans, the 12th chapter, in the first verse. Present yourself a living sacrifice. That don't mean you walk around with a long face, always looking like you're going through, like the whole world beating up on you. But you present yourself living, quickening, prophesying in your spirit. Present yourself. Yield yourself. Here I am. I know you ain't going to do me right, but I know God going to help me recover.
There you go.
You already know folks ain't going to do you right because it ain't in them. I learned this a long time ago, Mick. Whatever is in the man, you put him in the right situation, the right circumstances, it's going to come out.
Yeah.
Ask me how I know. Remember that time we was in Chicago, Brother Andy? Well, I was spiritual. I was fasting about 9 days, feeling good. I'm going to go down and be around E.R. Allen. I'm excited about what's going on. Woo! When they get to dancing, I'm going to get my shot on too. I ran into a roadblock. We were unloading the truck, stretching the Camry cables out. And me and one of the other guys got into it, and he called me a name. Baby, what I thought I had hid, when it got to unraveling, his mouth was like this. But the bad part about it was, Sister Allen was standing there. I felt about this big. But But she quickened me because she said, baby, ain't nobody perfect. Now that you got it out, you don't have to worry about it no more. And put her hands on my head, hug me, kiss me on the cheek, and say, let's do television.
Praise God.
That touched my life. And you have to understand something. God had her there because she was never there on time. She was about like me. I think that's where I got it from. We'd be set up at what, 6 o'clock? Sister Abby come walking through the door at 10 o'clock. We're doing television at 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. Have to be back the next day. And then had to drive 45 minutes to an hour to get to our hotel. She was there. And the guy I let have it, he went on by his merry little way. Like, gotcha. But she restored me. She encouraged me. And then she must have told Brother Allen, because he came right behind her and gave me a big hug. Say, man, ain't nobody perfect. You keep it moving. God sat her down in the center of dry bones. And her life quickened me and encouraged me. And she prophesied to me, not with a word, well, the Lord did, the word of God, but with love. She loved on me, even though she heard, ooh, I said some stuff. Some of the stuff I called him, you couldn't even get a child of God out of. You couldn't even get the same letters out of it. And I was good at it. I said it so good, so dying, I was encouraged by it. Man, I let that go. You know how you're supposed to preach the word upon word, and letter upon letter, precept and concept. That's what I did. But it wasn't the word of God. It was a word straight from the throne of Dennis. And baby, I heralded it too. He didn't mess with me no more that weekend. But because of what she did, I was able to go to him and apologize. If she hadn't did what she did, that would have been a bad weekend. Me and that brother, one of us wasn't coming back to Detroit. Because I had already stepped over the line. Why not let the rest of me out? He was ready. Don't let you get out. Don't let you get out. Because there's a beast inside of you. And the first chance he get, he going to eat up some stuff. Everybody stand. Baby, he going to eat up some stuff. I know that beast is in here. Everybody keep waiting on the beast to come up out of the river. You are the river.